I'm live in the studio right now with a fella that is very funny. He now calls Edmonton his home, originally from Treaty One area. Danse LJ Musqua is in the building. Danse LJ.
Hello. I was chief over there. Took it away from me.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, of course, TikTok. You know, like I'm this old dude who's, you know, trying to keep up with the TikTok world. And did you ever expect, you know, when you did your first video on TikTok, did you ever expect that you'd be here with, like, you know, 250,000 followers and millions of views?
I get thousands of aunties messaging me. It reminds me when I was my ancestors back in the day when they went to war. Now it's with the aunties fighting over me. My inbox.
The sacred inbox.
Can I swear on here? No, I don't.
No, you can't swear. Okay. No. Well. LJ Musqua live in the studio right now. What's next for LJ? You plan on, you know, you're doing these TikTok videos that got millions and millions of views. You know, you going to get into television or stand up? Like, where's your next step in your career?
Well, after I'm done my Alcoholics Anonymous run, I'm probably going to go do some comedy in the States. If I can survive down there, I know it gets pretty wild. I plan to actually go all over North America eventually. I'd even want to go to Alaska just to try it out. But, the concept of seeing these different sites and towns, like I got a Bigfoot costume, so I'm probably going to rock that and make videos in different places, go to the grocery store and scare people, go make some crazy video, you know what I mean? I want to do shit that our stuff ship. I said ship. The stuff that goes down, it's funny when you do videos, guys, in different places, because it showcases to that specific area, and then it's like a radius. It just goes from that area. So I think if I do it right, I think I could blow up in the States. That's the goal. I got 127,000 followers on Facebook that are from the States.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
big market down there, right?
Yeah.
So when you're visiting these, you know, these different places, you know, obviously you have to go to Walmart like the rest of us. Do people recognize you? Or are they like, oh, you're from TikTok?
I do get it. That's actually how I met one of your colleagues. I met him at Canadian Tire.
Yeah. Daniel Barker Trumbly. He's a huge fan of yours. Yeah.
We had a run in there and he asked me if I wanted to go to Red Lobster with him. And he said he was going to buy and... He asked me what flavor chapstick I use. I said, what the kind of question is that? But no, he's pretty cool. He got me out here, and I really like your guys' station here. I feel like I'm not even around Indigenous people in this place. It's just like, you got a new nice facility. The pictures on the wall. I walked in here. It felt like I was going places, you know, and from picking bottles in the dumpster to being here is such an honor.
Awesome. Well, awesome. Miasin. Once again, LJ Musqua, TikTok famous. Thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to get to some more music. Motley Crue next on 89.3 The Raven. Woo-hoo.